Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to this episode of Land Grant Holy Land Uncut. My name is Matt Tamanini. On this podcast, we bring you uncut audio from press conferences, interviews, and player breakout sessions from Ohio State football, basketball, and various and sundry other sporting events from around the Buckeye world. On today's episode, we will be hearing from two players and the head coach of the Ohio State men's basketball team following their 79-76 victory over Seton Hall in the Fort Myers tip-off. On Monday night, E.J. Liddell led all Buckeye scorers with 28 points on 8 of 17 shooting. He was 2 for 5 from 3-point range and a perfect 10 for 10 from the charity stripe. He will be joining us in this conversation. We will also hear from Michi Johnson Jr., who had 8 points, but 3 of those points came with just 2 seconds left as he hit a dagger 3-pointer to give the Buckeyes the victory over the Pirates. Then we will also hear from Chris Holtmann, Ohio State's head coach, as he talks about the bounce-back win after the Buckeyes lost to Xavier on Friday. Ohio State will next play against Florida, who defeated Cal in their opening round game in the Fort Myers tip-off. They will play in the championship game of this mini-holiday tournament on Wednesday night at 8:30 on Fox Sports 1. So without further ado, let's hear from E.J. Liddell and Michi Johnson Jr.
Can you take us through that last minute? I mean, there are about four motion swings there. What do you see down the stretch in a game like this?
Man, we kept fighting. That was a lot. That was a lot in the last couple last minute, but I just felt like we kept fighting. My guy right here made a big shot. He stepped up big in those moments. Since high school, he's always done that, so I'm proud of these guys.
What did it take to keep answering? You guys questioned your own toughness after Xavier loss. You seem to come out with a lot more bite today. What did it take to keep answering as they kept chipping away in these last couple minutes?
Basketball is a game of runs, honestly. And they had their run, got a lot of foul calls that I didn't agree with, or anybody on the Ohio State sideline agreed with. But we just kept fighting through the next punch. Basketball is a game of runs. We just kept punching.
For you, I mean, just 28 points I think you had. I mean, putting the team on your back at times and continuing to offensively carry the load. What did it take to keep punching and to keep putting in that kind of production against a team like this?
Yeah, I don't look at it like that. I just look at it as me doing my part to help the team win. And I feel like me stepping up in those moments and me making plays for the team is going to help us win. So that's what I really look forward to. I didn't even know I had 28. Man, I could have had 30 if I made that mid-range, but yeah, I just went out there and did my thing.
Michi, can you take us through the last couple of seconds, what you're thinking when you get the ball?
Man, all glory goes to God. I mean, I was just thinking to honestly get a score for the team. Coach called a play, seemed like it was for me, and it was a gutsy shot. So, you know, I went in and teammates had confidence in me, and coaches did. So, yeah, man, it's a great moment.
When's the last time you hit a game-winning shot?
Last time, I think it was high school, sophomore year, down in Dayton. I made the guy fall, and it was when I tore my ACL, like a couple months before I tore my ACL. So, yes, it's been a very, very long time, man. Blessed to be in a situation like that.
Mitch, before that shot, just a couple seconds before, it looked like you actually called it over and back and pointed it out to the ref. What did you see there? Did the ref say anything to you after that call?
No, I mean, I was on 14. I was on 14, and I was honestly just wanted to stop, but I don't know if the ref was paying attention. I think he was really watching me, and I was just telling him, like, yo, like, he's backcourt. He was backcourt before that, like, as soon as he caught it. So I was happy that he caught it when he did.
For either of you guys, can you just talk about the atmosphere here tonight? A lot of Ohio State fans in the crowd down here in Florida, just, you know, feed off that energy? Could you feel that? Just tell me about what the feeling was like tonight out on the floor.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. They showed up and showed out, honestly. During, I think it was the first or second half, I don't know. They was doing the Ohio champ around the gym. I just felt all of that, honestly. Happy they came out. Seen all that, a couple fans, too. And kind of loud, but wasn't nothing compared to the Buckeye fans. So.
Draw any comparisons to Schottenstein?
Huh?
Draw any comparisons to Schottenstein Center?
I feel like we'd be rocking more. We'll see next week, Tuesday. Is that when we play again?
Dude.
Yeah, uh-huh. We'll see them next week. We got to worry about Thursday first. Whoever wins between Cal and Florida, we're going to worry about that. And when Tuesday comes, we're going to scout them and be ready for it. So.
For both of you guys, it felt like the team had a little bit more energy, maybe a little bit more of a chip on its shoulder coming after the Xavier game. Did you guys either talk about that in the game, or was there a sense that there was a little bit more intensity in this game than maybe it's been there so far in the early season?
I'll take it. Honestly, I just felt like that Xavier game, we needed that. That was our first time being in a road atmosphere. A lot of young guys haven't played in a away crowd at all. So I felt like we needed that, and we learned from that. We watched a whole bunch of film on that, probably about 30 minutes worth. And we just bounced back from it, just kept throwing punches and kept fighting.
You can notice a couple times on the defensive end, and then after a dunk on the offensive end, you seem to be really into it. Like, you were flexing and in the race. Like, you seem to really be enjoying the moment of this game, and you're always got to be good for the intensity, but did you feel a little bit
of pressure as being one of the veteran leaders on the team? Like
you
said,
a lot of young guys haven't been through something like Xavier last week. You've been through it all now. Did you feel like you came into this game with a little bit more expectations to kind of break the
ship? I approached the game the same every time, but today I felt like I tried to get a little bit more energy. I felt like the bench brought a lot of energy too. Guys came off the bench, Cedric Russell, Jimmy Soto, those all guys were ready to come on and compete. And I just felt like everybody brought energy, and I felt the energy too, so I kind of probably was showboating a little bit. So.
What's going through your head right now, thinking about what just happened? For someone who Ohio State's meant a lot to you for a long time, to hit a game-winning shot on a stage like this, you know, on a night like this, what's going through your head? What's going through your mind?
And just like I said before, it's a blessing from God, man. Ohio State's always been a dream school of mine. And to be in, like I said, to be in that moment like that, to win that game, will help win the game with your team and for the state of Ohio, for Cleveland, like everything, man. It means a lot. But currently, like now, just really thinking about Thursday, what's next between Florida and Cal, and to go out there and compete against them and, you know, get a big win.
Thank you guys for bringing up Tony.
Appreciate it.
Next up, Ohio State men's basketball coach, Chris Holtman.
Chris, any thought to foul?
Hey, Clark.
Hey, Chris, any thought to foul on that 2-second situation with the three potentially tying the game? Did you guys talk about that?
We said we wanted to be really tough on the catch.
Okay.
Really tough and physical on their catch, because it was a turn and catch and shoot. We were not going to foul. We had practiced that, not fouling, and we wanted to give two looks because we knew we had a timeout. Wanted to see what they were going to run and give two looks. Obviously, it's a hard to get, you know, a clean look in that situation. The defense is at an advantage, but. We talked about, Clark, make it really difficult on the catch, and if you foul them, we're okay with that.
Gotcha. And then coming out of the Xavier game, EJ just talked about an extensive film session. What were you looking at in terms of – I thought the defensive effort was really good consistently throughout. What were you taking away from the Xavier game that you guys really tried to adjust to make some corrections on?
Really, it was multiple things. One is I thought we've got to play tougher and with more force. And that was a great environment there. Give Xavier credit. It was on the road. First experience for a lot of our guys on the road, and they popped us in the mouth. But I thought we've got, we We have to play with more force and tougher, really on both ends. I thought in general we could have been a better, more connected team. And then I thought as coaches, we might have made it a little bit more difficult offensively on them than it needed to be. I thought we probably ran a few too many things. We should have just played a little bit more than what we did, which we tried to do in the second half. So you look at that as coaches and say, oh, we didn't help them out enough in that situation.
Does that go into at the end of this one where you had timeouts and you let your guys play?
Yeah, we had said we knew exactly what we were going to run if we had the last shot down one or tie. So it took us a little while to get into it, Adam, which was a concern for me. But I just wanted it in a couple guys' hands, Amici being one of them. So we knew exactly what we were going to run. I did not want to call a timeout. It's same situation they had at Michigan. And, you know, Kevin does a great job. He's a tremendous coach. He is a tremendous coach. He does a great job in those situations, making it difficult for you because he can change a defense, and they're good from going from one defense to another defense right in the same possession. So maybe my experience of coaching against that with him helped in this particular situation. And we just wanted our players to play with freedom, and players win games.
And for it to be Michi, I mean, obviously the growth isn't going to be a straight line for these guys, but and he had some tough moment a couple seconds earlier with the turnover. What are you seeing from Michi that you said he was one of the guys you wanted to have the ball in his hands possibly in a moment like that?
He's gutsy. You know, he's not afraid of the moment. I think you're always looking for that for guys late. It's interesting, they just said on the radio, which I thought it's first time in my career, five games in, we've had two last possession wins, and freshmen and sophomores have been involved in, you know, both of them. It's the first time that's ever happened. It's really a unique, just first time it's ever happened. So, as you said, it's not going to be a straight line. There's going to be ups and downs with them. What I've been pleased with Michi is I think his attitude and approach has been what you see in good players who get better. Like, as long as I've been doing this right now, players that come to work, they don't worry about anything else. They don't worry about anything on the outside. They ignore any type of noise. They just come to work and get better. They have the right attitude. They typically will improve as the season goes on. The ones that are worried about other stuff don't. And I think I'm proud of him right now. To this point, he's really been good with that.
You guys had a lot of good shots, a lot of good looks from beyond the arc. You guys were 9 of 15 at some point, shooting 60%. Given the past few games and, kind of a little bit of low percentages in the high 30s, what was it like to see you guys, have a lot of wide open looks?
Well, their defense, they really guard the line well. Their numbers have shown that. And again, I think Seton Hall's really good. I really do. I think they're really good. I think they're going to have a really good year. There's a reason, when I look at them, I say, okay, I can see why they went and won at Michigan. I can. They're tough. Aiken gives them a different dimension. They're big. They're long. 14's a tremendous player. I will tell you, I think Justin Arnes was critical. I was really hard on Justin after the last game. I didn't feel like as a senior he gave us enough. He came out today with a look in his eye that he needs to have consistently, and I was really proud of him.
One or two more guys.
EJ said when he was in here that he kind of felt a little bit of a responsibility to up his intensity in this game. What did you see from him today that allowed him to kind of really take over and put up 28 points in a really big matchup?
He's a phenomenal player. He's a phenomenal player. When you play him and Kyle out there, it can be a very difficult matchup, which is why we were so good offensively last year with those two guys. It's why Kyle's so important for our team. It's a little bit harder for him to get to some of his spots when you're playing him with Zed or Joey. But I thought he moved around. He was aggressive. He attacked late. He got to his spots late, got to the foul line. He has played, as I said this before, he's played like a guy who's earned the right to play really well. This happened months ago. He's in the best shape of his life. He's been our hardest, most consistent worker. So night like tonight, he can say, you know what, I've earned the chance. I got to go do it, but I've earned the chance to play my best. This dates back to right when he said he's coming back. He's put in the work. The day he said he's coming back, he put in the work.
When they put together their run there in the second half, when they're getting to the line and things are getting a little hairy, what did it take for you guys to weather that? Especially, I mean, you were relying on Jimmy more than maybe you relied at any point this season. I know some of that's probably with Gene being out, but trying to find the right combinations to figure out how to navigate that. What were you getting from your guys at those moments when they could have really gotten out of hand?
I thought Jimmy was great. He really stabilized us, allowed us to handle their pressure better. I thought Jimmy was phenomenal, and he's got to be that for us. And I'm kicking myself a little bit. I should have used him more the other night, to be honest with you. We said you can't flinch. They're going to make tough shots. They're a good team. You can't flinch. You got to stay with it. We did some things to create, you know, we fouled a little bit too much. We did some things to create their run, but they're a good team. Give them credit. I just think more than anything, you know, you've heard us say, you can't flinch when you're playing a good team. And I give our guys credit. I don't think they did. So.
All right. Thank you, Coach, for bringing Coach Willard.